Massachusetts spending $64 a day to feed each migrant. On track to spend $1 billion by 2025. By Warner Todd Houston on February 21, 2024. State records show that Massachusetts is spending about $64 per migrant per day to feed those in state care, a cost that is contributing to the expected $1 billion in expenses to be spent by the Bay State by 2025. The latest numbers show that the state is paying out $16 for breakfast, $17 for lunch, and a whopping $31 for every dinner every day, according to WBZ-TV. The state insists that it is required to provide the free food due to its 1983 sanctuary city law, which was passed to deal with a far smaller number of homeless people in the state, Fox Business Network reported. However, the right to shelter law is not exactly being applied as written. The law also says that those afforded shelter must be supplied with refrigerators and the capability to prepare food, but migrants are being given already made food, not the capability to prepare their own. The state is currently housing and caring for about 20,000 migrants, according to the Daily Mail. When Democrat Governor Maura Healey was in Boston to discuss shutting down the community center in Roxbury, she insisted that the state does not have a choice other than to shut down community centers and rent out hotels to house illegals. Residents are less resigned over that choice. Parents of children being dispossessed from the Roxbury Community Center are furious over the moves by state and city officials who have taken their community center away from them. Still, the state seems to be making quick decisions that lack deliberation. Fox Business Network added that the state awarded a $10 million, six-month, no-bid contract to food service provider Spinelli Ravioli to supply the meals. The state's Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities justified the contract because of Healey's state of emergency proclamation. The food service company insisted that it is not guaranteed a continued contract and is only aware of the emergency 6 months it has been awarded. Republicans in the state legislature say that the Democrat administration is stonewalling on transparency. Republican State Senator Peter Durant said the costs are not easily obtained from the administration. That's the concern, is the money has to come from somewhere, and so there's only really two options. You either raise taxes or you cut services. So this, all of this kind of flows downhill right straight to the taxpayers, Durant said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.